Welcome to Water Online Radio's coverage from ACE, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois. ACE 16, uniting the world of water. Water Online Radio is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here's your host, Todd Schenick.
All right, welcome back to Water Online Radio's fifth year of coverage from ACE, the American Water Works Association's annual conference and exposition. I'm your host, Todd Schenick, joined by my friend and colleague, Pat Gallagher. We're off and running, pal.
I'll tell you, the morning went fast.
It sure did. It's going to be a great show. And this is going to be a fun conversation, Pat. Let's get to it. We're joined now by Adam Gray, the Director of Marketing with American Leak Detection. Adam, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
It's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into our conversation, Adam, take a few quick seconds to tell us a bit about you and your background.
Myself, I started as the branding manager for American Leak Detection, tasked with maintaining all of the advertising, and quickly moved along to director of marketing a short 6 years ago. I've been enjoying all of these shows as American Leak Detection reaches out in the areas of water, sewer, gas, residential, commercial, municipal. We do pool spas, fountains. The list is long.
Outstanding. Well, go deeper on American Leak Detection. Tell us more about how you serve your market.
Sure. American Leak Detection was established in 1974 in the area of tracking water loss as far as plumbing went. The old method was to break up a slab, break up a wall, drain the water out of a pool, and just start hack and whack and see what kind of problems were buried in there. The founder of the company, Dick Rennick, decided there must be a much better method out there using technologies that had not yet been invented. The old method was simply to get a stethoscope from a doctor's office and start working your way across someone's floor of their home. And in some cases, that still applies. Some plumbers will keep a stethoscope on their trucks. Our guys use an ultrasonic combination of different tools, different microphones. They use some specific ground mics, ground probes, ultrasonic frequencies. They'll use electrolysis methods, magnetics. And again, the list goes on. They use infrared in some cases. The pool leak detection methods, again, use the electronic grounding technologies. As far as municipalities go, we use correlators primarily. We use data loggers. We use a GPS method to track the area and measure things over a period of time, go back and inspect the data later on, and then narrow things down to a much smaller instance, and then in some cases go back to the ground mic method and track for water loss in those kind of places.
And you were saying just before we got on the air that one of the things about American Leak Detection is that it's not so much a product as it is a service.
That's correct.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, American Leak Detection is set up as a franchise. There are we're about 80% covered across the United States. There are franchises available. We're also in Australia, Belgium, and Canada. We're looking to branch out in some other countries that might very well benefit from the need for our technologies as well. American Leak Detection chose to branch out in that method in order to reach out to the rest of the country in places where water resource loss was certainly starting to see a problem. And from about 1974 in its original inception until about 1985, in those 11 years there, we saw a huge boom in the need and the demand for expanded technological plumbing services.
Franchise model, interesting. We've been broadcasting from this show for years, and I don't know if we ever talked about anything like that before. How does that serve the end user better?
The end user has the option to... the end user benefits from 40 years of technology and research and development across all of those locations. All of that information goes into a pool, and it is all shared at our annual convention, our online technologies, especially given the way that the internet has gone and the benefits of the FaceTime, for example. One technician might, for example, call another fellow franchise across the nation and simply show them on the FaceTime using their iPhone and say, have you seen this before? And they'll say, yes, of course. We come across that once a month this time of year, and they'll talk them through it. So there's a lot of shared information within the franchise model rather than just a plumber who knows all of the building limitations and knows what might be wrong.
Sure.
We have guys that are sharing information. They know what is wrong.
I would imagine with the current state of infrastructure across the country, in particular, that you guys are super busy.
Oh, yes, indeed. We're busy, and then we will see certain seasonalities difference between north, south, east coast, west coast. I almost said left coast, right coast. That's a California thing. I apologize, but
accurate.
Thank you. But again, seasonality, grounds will freeze in the desert areas. Water permeates faster. California, of course, if you get an earthquake right away, there's a spike in water loss here or there. In the Northeast, when the pipes will freeze in the wintertime, that has to be addressed. And then there's topography and different changes for rocky soil, clay soil, fertile soil, things like that. Florida, for example, has the sandstone and the limestone deposits and so forth to deal with in their area. So,
well, this infrastructure problem that Pat alluded to, I mean, Congress is not going to pass a bill tomorrow and then suddenly fund new infrastructure across the country. It's not going to happen. So we have to be very thoughtful about our maintenance efforts. How do you support municipalities' maintenance efforts?
Well, we can reach out to your local municipalities. A number of the California municipalities have reached out to us. We are working through the California Rural Water Association as well as AWWA for California, and pretty much have water conservation efforts operating throughout the state every day of the week, in different corners, different areas. We see the same thing coming about in Texas. We see the same things in Tennessee. But as our franchisees reach out to the American Water Works Association and to their municipalities through organizations especially such as this, we'll start to see more of a connection and more of a relationship working back and forth. But we'll come alongside your municipalities, your areas, and we can work as your water law specialists in-house. If you do not have such a service, or if you already do and looking to expand that service and that benefit back to your customers. We do both sides of the meter. So in some cases, residents will notice that there's a problem either on their street, in their area. They'll reach out to the municipalities. In some cases, the municipality may be booked or their lost team may be miles away. And we can simply come in, assess a localized problem in a quick hurry and come alongside and make things right.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you're in California. Where else in the United States can people find American Leak Detection?
Wow. Well, there is an 800 number. 800-866-LEAK, L-E-A-K, and simply dialing that number will route you to any office or go to our website, AmericanLeakDetection.com. There's a zip code locator in the upper right-hand corner. Simply put in there and you'll be covered. Certain areas have waning coverage, and if it's a necessary job, we can get a team out there. For example, parts of Iowa. We recently sent a team out to Des Moines to cover a distance from one side of town to the other in which the municipality couldn't necessarily track down, and they didn't have the time. It was something that needed to be addressed immediately, something at a 30% or greater loss rate. Simply sent up some red flags. We had to do our part and send a team in. But we are all over the East Coast, all of the West Coast, that little pocket right there in the middle. We're happy to train up a team to cover them if anyone is interested.
No, that's very cool. Let's go deep on the technology side. It was fun to hear you talk about the evolution of the technology over the years, how it started with the stethoscope and where it's going now. And you touched on some of the technologies that you are using in this. I'm intrigued to know, where do you think it's going next? I mean, where is this evolving? When we talk in 5 years' time, what kind of technology are we going to be talking about?
Wow. We're definitely going to see recording technology. We're going to be able to not just tell the customer where it is, but we'll be able to record it clearly and be able to lay out more of a map. I think we'll be able to illustrate the depth of the problems, be able to pinpoint a whole lot more clearly. Right now, our technology brings us down to about 12 to 24 inches of space. And we're also seeing some instances where sound will travel through the ground. Such an instance, you may find a problem in one space and you could be off by 3 or 4 feet, which is not too bad. You pretty much have to dig a 4-foot hole to get to it anyways. But as the technology advances, we'll be able to combine correlation technology and sonic technology to be able to pinpoint things right down to a certain spot. Utilizing infrared and the advancements in the military technologies as well, we'll soon be able to see into the ground and map things out from a distance. But we're also looking at introducing things onto perhaps an iPhone app. We're working with some companies, which I can't announce right now, but there are some exciting advancements in infrared and audio technologies simply on a handheld device.
That's what it's all about, right, Todd? Evolution.
Evolution, right. I mean, it almost sounds like you're getting predictive. I mean, you'll be able to analyze a situation and say there's going to be a problem here. I mean, that's game changing.
That's true. And there are a number of companies and products out there that will alert you when there is a problem. Seacoast on the West Coast, for example, has an outstanding product, lives on the consumer's or the either on the consumer's water main in or the building's water main in that monitors water use. It evaluates the high points and the low points. It knows if your water use has spiked at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's completely abnormal. It'll tell you exactly how much water you're using when the toilet flushes, how much water is an average shower, that kind of thing. And it can be controlled from a mobile device anywhere in the world, simply just by clicking shut your water off at your home or business, if that's the case. If something goes awry and you happen to be out of state on vacation or something of that nature. In that case, American Leak Detection is also partnering with Seacoast and has an alert system set up to notify us when that problem has happened. We can be the first on site to make sure your home does not flood or your business is flooded with 2 feet of water as you open the door to your office.
Very exciting stuff. Now, you're exhibiting here at ACE.
Correct.
What are you principally showcasing here?
Well, we're principally showcasing our services. We're continuing to get the word out about what American Leak Detection does and how we can come alongside municipalities and the rural water associations, assist in their water loss efforts, and bringing that instance down. Simply put, water conservation and resource conservation from the ground level.
Well, to the next 40 years.
Amen. Sounds good.
Be exciting to see how you guys continue to evolve.
We're looking forward to it. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're about out of time, Adam. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions and learn more about American Leak Detection?
Exactly. AmericanLeakDetection.com or find us at our 800 number, 800-866-LEAK.
All right. Adam Gray, Director of Marketing with American Leak Detection. Adam, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Great. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's all the time we have for now. Check out some additional conversations from ACE at wateronlineradio.com. Todd Schnick and Pat Gallagher signing off for now, but Water Online Radio will be right back.